body of the fish would be too shallow. So he used to slash the lake, the water would get in the lake, the fish would get the fish out of the lake.
Now you mentioned a branch, part of a stream.
Branch, that's a little low place where it runs across the, that's the old way of calling it, I guess. Well, you say right across a piece of ground, and it'd be a little place, say, 2-3 foot deep, we call that a little branch.
Uh-huh, and then that runs down to something else?
Runs to a creek. Uh-huh. And the creek goes to the river.
Uh-huh. What are names of streams in this area?
Well, we have a Verdigris River right out here close.
I came over there.
That's Verdigris River.
A little bitty old bridge. Got Dickens out of
it. Yeah, it's off in the rain.
Yeah.
And then we've got creeks down here. I see, I don't know what did you call this creek out here. Pea Creek, that's what they call it, Pea Creek. And then they got another one over here called Bull Creek.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a channel cut by erosion, one in your field, for example?
Our gullies, don't you?
Yeah, that's a good term.
That's what we call them, gullies. We do. We try to take a bulldozer and fill them up and then put a diversion ditch or something to keep them out of there.
Terracing has been good for
Terracing's all right, but if you can cut a diversion to keep that gully from going across, it's pretty good, but you can't throw this water off onto somebody else. If you've got to.
Can't pass your problem to him.
No, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. See, I was on the Soil Conservation Board. I've got a plaque up there. 8.5 years up here in this county.
Oh. When did they start terracing?
Oh, I expect it's been 20 years since I put my first terraces up out on the place out there. I was one of the first ones in the country.
Does that make the ground hard to manage? Or?
Well, it makes it a little bad about plowing, you see. Uh-huh. Terraces run maybe closer to one end than they do to the other.
Uh-huh.
You can only drop them about 2 inches to the 100 foot.
Uh-huh.
If you do, it'll wash too much. Otherwise, the water runs slow and it don't wash the land.
How do you set those up? With a level or?
You have an engineer.
Oh, and he gets out of there?
He's got a
transit?
Transit that he just tells you where one man will walk and you've got a stake, you know, so many, with your pole, with your marks on it, so many inches on it.
Uh-huh.
You look through that and he'll tell you which way to go. Uh-huh. And you put a stake up and then you hook onto your plow and you put your little ridge around there and leave you a little bit out there where your water will go out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a spillway that takes care of that stuff, and you just put Bermuda grass and stuff in it to keep it from washing. That way you can keep your field from washing.
Uh-huh. Do you just do that once with an engineer?
Well, that's about all you have to do. You just
observe the
temperature. If you have an awful lot, now this spring we had an awful lot of water come, and it run over a lot of terraces to cut them out.
Uh-huh.
Well, when it runs them over and cuts them out, you generally got to get your slip, put it on your tractor, and fill those places in and rebuild them.
Mm-hmm.
To throw your water on out to your spillway.
Uh-huh.
We have spillways, run that water in too, it takes it out.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed a lot of those, and I wondered just exactly how it was done. They're always so neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done lots of it myself. Worked on the board up there, and that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a staff of engineers up there that doing the survey.
Oh.
It's all solid. They call it soil conservation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we still got it in this county. I served about 8.5 years. Could have been yet, I guess, but I told them I didn't want to serve no more.
Well, you've sure got some cut up fields over around Stillwater, pastures that have just been grazed.
Stillwater is, I've been over there quite a bit. They've got a kind of a red land and then around Oklahoma City. And some of them places cut up awful bad.
Yeah, they just don't seem to care.
And they'll run down them hills, and then somebody put a rock in that, they'll run over that, put it on down, and don't, if they'd circle that, it looks to me like they put Bermuda grass and stuff out on that, they could hold it.
Just as other people were shiftless.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, maybe that's what they like it.
Our people through here takes pretty good care.